we cut our dog's toenails, why is it that we don't cut our own elderly toenail? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We cut our dog's toenails. Why don't we cut the toenails of our elderly? Well, that's an interesting point. Ingeborg came to me the other day, and she had accidentally trimmed her toenail and shook off a little chunk of her toe. And she said, "Oh, my goodness, look at all that blood." And I said, "Ingeborg, let someone help you." "Oh, I can do it myself." "No, let someone help you." So, finally, I said, "Ingeborg, you're going to the pedicure. You're going to the pedicurist, and you're going to have your toes properly trimmed, the toenail properly trimmed." Oh, now that was, of course, an acceptable thing. That was something that was very fast, very, very beautiful. She, when? And so, tomorrow. So the next day, Ellen took Ingeborg to the pedicurist, and the lady was so wonderful. I probably mentioned this already, but she was just so wonderful. And she worked on Ingeborg's toes, and she trimmed her toes so beautifully, so perfectly. There was nothing wrong with the toenails. It was just that it was difficult for Ingeborg to reach. And just difficult for Ingeborg to see clearly what she was clipping and cutting and doing, as it is for many of us with our toenails. We can do our fingernails fine, but when we go down to our toenails, they sort of always bend in just the wrong way, and we have to get our knee up in such a way, and it's really an athletic experience. But Ingeborg had her toenails clipped, and they were so beautiful. And she was so happy, because along with the clipping, the pedicurist not only trimmed her nails after soaking them in beautiful warm water first, but she massaged her calf, her ankle, and her foot to such a degree that Ingeborg felt she was floating on air. We are so accustomed to trimming the toenails of our dogs, taking them to the vet and having them trimmed, or doing it ourselves to whatever degree we can. But are we so forgetful that we forget about the elderly in our world, that, or even the mature people, or a person who is overweight or something? And as they try to reach over their tummy to get down and do their toenails, they have a difficult time. And how you, as a normal human being in perfectly good health and perfectly good attitude, whether you're old or young, you have trouble doing the same thing. And why is it you have trouble doing it? Well, basically, because you haven't learned to do it from the time you were a little child. You never did. You just sort of yank at your toenails, you put a clippers on there, and you snip it off, and you never make it perfect. You don't treat your toenails the same way you do your fingernails. With your fingernails, you clip them, and then you take a file, and you file off any rough edges so they don't catch on the threads of your clothing and things like that. And you just take care of them. And then you even buff your fingernails so that they're beautiful and shiny and lovely and fresh and new. And you push the cuticles back so that your fingernails are so lovely to look at. And sometimes women even paint their nails, and they think that that's so beautiful to do. Well, this is all well and good, but can you imagine doing this for yourself when you have not done it all your life? You've done it just with a lick and a promise. You've chopped off your toenails and not realizing that they're scraping the inside of your shoe, or they're chopping holes in your stocking or your socks or something like that. And we forget those things. And we forget that when a person gets along in years, that sometimes they are not able to do things as well as they would like to do it. And because they cannot do things as well as they'd like to do it, they're a little unhappy about themselves. And they really shouldn't be unhappy about themselves. Because the very fact that you are moving along in years and you are still able to go out for your walks and you still handle many of the chores yourself and you're doing many things yourself, be grateful for this. Because all of us have spent time in our life living our lives and doing working and doing beautiful things and being a responsible person. There comes a time when a little extra help wouldn't hurt. And Ellen says, you know, the lady is a wonderful barber. She's a wonderful woman to take care of her hair. And she takes care of the pedicures and the manicures. And she also does body massage. I said, wow, that woman is something special. And that's the woman we have in our beauty shop right up here on top of the mountain. She does haircuts and beauty cuts. She does everything. She's just a marvelous, marvelous being. And she is really someone who respects everyone. When Ingeborg got done with her toenail clippings, she felt like a modern Nellie that was able to do anything. And she so proudly displayed them and said, aren't they beautiful? And that's the first time in the 3,000 years that I've known Ingeborg that she said, aren't they beautiful? You see, we should perhaps look at our entire body and say of our entire body, it is beautiful. Say of our entire body, from our eyes, our nose, our toes, from tip to top, and say everything is beautiful and that we are beautiful and we are lovely. When we start doing that, then we start enjoying our body even to a higher degree than we ever did before. And I know that Ingeborg thinks more highly of her toes now. She thinks more highly of her toes because she used to come to me every once in a while and tell me, look at here, my, she wouldn't tell me, I would tell her. I'd say, Ingeborg, your toes are out on your socks. Look at that. Your toes are out on your socks. Your toenails have cut through your socks. Ingeborg, take care of your toenails. Ingeborg, take care. Well, you can be sure that Ingeborg will be taking care of her toes whenever it's necessary. And that Ingeborg now knows that she will go to the pedicurist and have it done. And you say, well, that costs money. Well, the pedicurist did a very excellent job for $15. Actually, for $10. And she did a very excellent job, as she always does. And she did it quickly, smoothly, beautifully. And all of the little extras that were thrown in were all fit into a very short time span because of the expertise of Maria as she did Ingeborg's toenails. We can all take a little expertise in our own life. When is the last time you had a pedicure? When, if ever, have you had a pedicure? Well, I've never had a pedicure. Maybe one of these days I'll go and have a pedicure too. I don't need one. I don't want to take care of my own toes. I can reach down there just fine and do things. But there are things that a pedicurist can do to make you feel just fabulous so that all of the things in your life start turning up roses and you begin to look at your body from a different point of view and you say, hey, it deserves the best. It deserves a little loving care now and then. It deserves whatever I can give it. We do it for our dogs. We sure should do it for our elderly. And, you know, we really should do it for ourselves too. When we start doing things for ourselves, when we start respecting ourselves and loving our own body and realizing that our body deserves as much attention, our haircut, our hairdo, our fingers, our fingernail cutting, our toenail cutting, and who knows what all. All to the good. All to the good. Enter into this and watch how much fun it is to see how great you feel when you get a pedicure. I know how Ingeborg feels. Have a lovely day, and know that when you go out and do something nice for yourself, you just feel wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.